Well, I think for a county of Donegal to have a minister at senior cabinet level from now on, again, I suppose Joe, having served as government chief whip, was there, but I suppose serving now to be appointed this evening as Minister for Education, I think it's for Joe personally, but also for his constituency of Donegal, it's be very welcome. Joe, of course, previously would have entered into national politics around 2006 as a senator. Previous to that, he served for many years in Donegal County Council. And I suppose he's been one of the people, I suppose, when I was starting out in politics, that I would have looked up to as been a person, you know, that was always stood around the good values of politics and, you know, that being the basis of community and representing your community. And I think Joe's always done that. He's always held that mantle. And I suppose even when Joe was appointed, you know, into the junior ministry in the Gaeltacht and going off to, I suppose, you know, rub up on his Irish and scrub up on his Irish and, you know, now a competent, I suppose, speaker of Irish. And I think Joe has many, many good traits, and I think he'd do a very good job as a senior minister in government.
And it's an interesting portfolio as well for him, in the sense that it's education and skills, considering the fact that he comes from a teaching background.
Yeah, Joe goes back many, many years. His third level education was in Maynooth. You know, would have been a teacher for a time before going, I suppose, going into national politics. And Joe will bring a lot to the brief of education. I think for Donegal and for the North West, you know, there are a number of projects across Donegal, and having served on the VEC, which is now the ETB, I know there are a number of school projects that Joe will be anxious to deliver on in the county. And I think that that's coming at a timely, you know, for those projects. And I think Joe McHugh, while we in South Donegal aren't part of the Donegal constituency, I think Joe over the last number of years has proven to be no stranger to South Donegal, and I think as a Minister for Education he'll continue to do that. And you know, I wish Joe and his family the best today. You know, I would have hoped to be there this evening. I can't due to my own commitments in my own constituency here in Donegal South. And I spoke with Joe earlier today, and he's very excited about this evening, and he's keeping his fingers crossed that everything will go according to plan, and that he will be the Minister for Education come evening time.